people will believe it under certain conditions. I mean, they're not going to believe it if tomorrow Barack Obama was to say, yeah, as a matter of fact, it's all true, people. No, I doubt it as well. He's going to have to present a case. I argue the only way that case is going to be made at all, ever, is if they're forced into making it, if something already has leaked out or has come out that's going to force the issue. In other words, they're only going to disclose when the whole rest of the world knows already, and then they're going to admit the obvious. And that's when the struggle is going to begin for the actual truth, only then. Right now, this is all prologue, what we're living in. So I agree with you. I mean, people will be skeptical. It's going to be very difficult. Who would want to be the president to tell the world that this is real? You're going to have to present your case to a very deeply skeptical scientific community around the world.
Right.
They're just not going to roll over and say, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because no. They've made an enormous commitment, and not to mention the media, have made enormous commitments to the idea that this is, at best, a painful joke.
Precisely. So it will happen, though, if something between now and that moment of disclosure occurs that forces it. A WikiLeaks type of scenario I think is entirely possible. In other words, something that comes out that is a damning statement attesting to the reality of this that really cannot easily be denied. Or, I think maybe a little more likely, a major sighting that occurs in a situation where we have technology that doesn't even exist yet today. Look, we're living in such revolutionary times. Smartphones with cameras and video, this is a fairly recent development. What are we going to be having available in 5 or 10 years? The capabilities of recording and communicating these events, I think, are going to be vastly greater even than today. We cannot assume that we're just living in a static era. Tomorrow is not going to look like today. We're living in a world in which computing experts predict that your computer within 20 years is going to be talking to you as a conscious, sentient being.
I found that out when I was working on hybrids, that conscious machines are around the corner. It's not something that's going to happen. Most of us in our lifetimes will know this, and what we don't know yet is whether or not an intelligent machine will become self-aware.
Precisely. And so what I'm saying is that our civilization is going to have a different order of intelligence just in another decade or two.